You're about as useful as a lemon slice in a Dutch oven. Put me a man on the phone, please.
Okay. Just 1 minute.
Who the fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
The motherfucking prick!
All right, good evening, everybody. It is Thursday night again. It is 10:07 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We do things like this here usually every week. This is Madhouse Radio. MadhouseLive.com is the website. We're also, of course, on SyndicateRadio.tv. Sure hope you're having a wonderful unofficial start to your weekend, Thursday night, as I like to call it. Prepare to slack on Friday. I'm having a wonderful, wonderful week. It seems like it's been going by at rocket speed. Milkman isn't here with us right now. He has reported he will be checking in with us as soon as possible, perhaps in the second segment of the show. However, I do have Tuck here. Tuck is checking in via satellite link up. What's up, Tuck, man? How you doing?
How you doing, everybody? Hello, Madhouse Radio and all other affiliated affiliations of Madhouse Radio.
Awesome, great. That's Tuck from TuckerMike.com. Be sure to check that out. Of course, also we also have new guest here, of course, Evil Artie's in the house. What's up, Evil Artie?
What's up, Carlito?
Good to have you. Let's see, so your Evil Artie's checking in here. Since he's here, you know, near Madhouse Studios, we decided to bring
you
him
actually
in.
Actually gave him the address?
I know. He went through a lengthy screening process.
Wow.
Retinal scans, a few blood tests. It's all safe. He's in a containment zone over here next to me in a containment field that I had Jordy LaForge construct for me. Yeah, I took
a line. Did you get
crossed
in the studio?
Yeah, we got, trust me, there's
links of the
invite. I know how to handle him. If you guys want to reach us here tonight, you can. The toll-free line will be open later tonight. That's going to be 1-888-278-8509. Again, that's 1-888-278-8509. That's where you can give us a call. Toll-free tonight, not yet. Not yet. Behave yourself, please, and do not call yet. If you want to reach me on AOL Instant Messenger or Yahoo Instant Messenger, for that matter, you can message the screen name of the messenger, which is Madhouse Radio. That is Madhouse Radio, again, is my screen name if you're using AOL or Yahoo Instant Messenger on the messenger machine. If you're using MSN Messenger, that would be madhouse@live.com. Artie, is there any way to get a hold of you?
Not really.
Are you not interested in speaking to people directly or listening to the show?
Yeah, you can call my cell phone at 555-5555.
All right, we got that there. You should work on getting some kind of messaging thing here for people to communicate with.
Yeah, I'll download it.
Go get AIM or you've got Trillion, Rob. Go run Trillion. go find AIM somewhere in Yahoo or something, yeah. I'm sure you're...
You can have the same phone.
You know what? Go to Meebo.com. Just do that. You know what I'm saying? You ever been there before? You can talk in the mic, you know. Yeah, just talk. Yeah, there you see. Now we gotta work this out with Artie because he doesn't have his own stand. He already broke a microphone stand here tonight. He's eating three packages of Skittles. What kind of Skittles are those, Artie?
Tropical Skittles.
Is that your favorite kind of Skittle?
Yeah.
You don't like the original? Yeah, I'm an original.
Because I like the bananas.
You ever notice that with Skittles you get like that salivation? You can hop like
awesome.
Really wicked loogies
awesome.
With them. Yeah, it is great. I love Skittles, man. I wish I could have them. I had the misfortune once of having very low blood sugar. When I was at school once, I was standing in line to set up my tuition, this and that, or whatever. And my sugar's going low because I was on a diet that day. I was my third day of this really intense diet. And I actually did lose a little bit of weight, but I think I might have gained it back by now. Anyway, regardless, the lady gave me Skittles. She's like, "What's wrong with you? You're like in a cold sweat." I was like, "Hey, my sugar's falling. I think my sugar's real low." She's like, "Oh, hang on." And she reached in her desk and she gave me like a bag of original Skittles. And I was like, "Wow." And I ate like a third of the bag and I stabilized my sugar. But it was a great experience. You know, you don't understand if you're not diabetic like I am. You don't know what it's like to live without stuff that simple like sugar. I used to love peanut butter cups, Artie, and I can't have those anymore. What would you miss the most if you couldn't eat any candy or sugar, sir?
Well, it would probably be pasta from Pizza Hut.
Okay, that has a lot of carbohydrates. I still eat that stuff, though, which probably isn't good. Well, I'm talking about knockout sugar. Now, you got to keep in mind, another big thing you lose is soda. Now, see, you've got, you're rocking the Dr. Pepper, right? Show that on the cam, and I've got... got the alternative here. That's the diet Dr. the diet Dr. Pepper, you see? And you should, you know what, I would like to see you try here, you know, one night to try the Diet Dr. Pepper for a night.
I usually drink it.
I usually do drink the Diet Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, there's like 10 of them on my desk right now at home.
Oh, okay, well, good.
It's just they didn't have the big ones in diet.
Ah, so you wanted a big one. You could have bought two of them, though, yeah, and you had even more in the long run. Look at me, I've got a big gulp. This is 44 ounces they sell these in now.
Yeah, 44?
44s, man.
44 Magnum.
Yeah.
I cut out the syrupy sodas all together and just drink like lemon limes and Sprites and 7-Ups and stuff.
I was
doing better for you.
I was telling Artie before the show.
I didn't even get syrupy Dr. Peppers anymore.
I was telling Artie before the show that at work I've cut out all sodas except for Sierra Mist. You know, Diet Sierra Mist or Diet Sprite.
Really good.
Yeah, and it's probably a lot better on the kidneys and stuff.
7-Up is really good, too.
Right, but my next step is to go just to water with lemon or lime. Ice cold water with lemon and lime. Just
I do that all the time now.
Working on it, but I still like
that
my beer.
And white tea.
Yeah, white tea. Good deal, good deal. So you made it in there, Artie?
White tea, yeah. Green tea.
All right, good deal. Artie, what's your screen name on
my
AOL?
My screen name on AOL Instant Messenger is EvilArtie89.
Okay. That's AOL. That's all you got for now, right? No Yahoo. Just, all right. Well, you can add it right there. Add account.
I highly recommend to go and drink on a daily basis, at least one or two a day.
Right.
Like on a morning break.
Okay.
Grabbing a Coke or a Sprite or something.
Get an iced
tea. Lipton
white iced
tea with citrus.
Okay,
green tea with citrus.
Right, yeah. I got a friend who's a really big tea dork. Very into the tea and the grind, and it's got to be like this, and you need to use a tea ball basket. The best way to do it.
Oh, no.
I'm like, dude, that's too much work. I just want to drink tea. I'm going to open up, you know, give me that can of Lipton, of the lip, the brisk.
Right.
Anyway, so... we give it all that stuff. We're going to be doing some prime calls here.
Yourself.
Yeah.
It's good for your kidneys.
I want to give a big shout-out, of course, to Lonesome Loser, who's checking in with prank call confirmations here. I wanted to give some bad news here for you Madhouse fans. We did have a very good show over the weekend. On Saturday, as a matter of fact, a impromptu show. Artie, you weren't around. You didn't hear about it. You were sleeping.
No, I was sleeping because I stayed up all night.
It was a good show. Unfortunately, there was a problem with the archive of the show that I made, so I'm not going to be able to make an episode out of it. So we were able to save, however, the best part, which are the prank calls. We were able to save all the prank calls were intact, thanks to masterful work by Mr. Hollywood Vanya. So
what was wrong with the archive?
It's all chopped up, all of it. It would be a slap in the face to the podcast listeners to release it. So, what I will be doing tonight is playing the prank calls from that night.
Okay.
We are going to do live prank calls, but I do want to play these so that they're available out there for the podcast listeners to listen. At least the prank calls. So we're gonna do live calls, but we're gonna play some of those calls from last week as well. All right. So, and for the time being, Lonesome Loser is checking
out. The hour that I wasn't on, the first hour where you did it solo.
Okay.
I did check that out the other day.
Okay.
It's kind of interesting.
Right on. All right, we'll do that. Cool, cool. So, we got a lot of numbers in already from Lonesome Loser here. Thank you, Lonesome. We've got the Double Eagle Resort and Spa. We got a Chili's in L.A. I hear that that's Los Angeles already. We also have the
desert. I thought it was Louisiana.
No. Hey, Artie, you're from Volusia County, right? Like,
yeah.
You know, I was raised in Volusia County. You know, Daytona Beach is like the capital of Volusia County.
Yeah, it is.
You know where the Starlight Diner is right there on the beach?
No.
Yeah, John McCain and Charlie Crist were there today.
Oh, those motherfuckers.
Yeah, they were there. It's this little nasty diner right on the strip on A1A or whatever it is, Beachside Boulevard over there in Daytona Beach. I've been there before for like weird kind of like karaoke things and stuff like that. What's that? What are you doing? You're touching. What's that doing?
Zolar is calling.
Oh, well, what's he calling the cell phone for? There's a line where you call.
Yeah, Zolar.
Call the line, Zolar. We don't do that. What's he trying to do, like backroom deals here?
He's telling me to hump you in the room.
He's like, yo.
Yo, stab Carlito in the neck with one of those pens. Yo, that would be funny. This is Zola. Leave a message.
See, that's his message right there. Go play his message. Call it what it is.
Yo, it'd be funny if you went behind and strangled Carlito in the air. I'm Zola. I'm witty.
What's that? We got an alarm. Oh, no. We got an overheating alarm on the computer, Tuck. You know the one I'm talking about, Tuck?
Oh, God.
Hang on.
Yeah. Don't worry about it. Fire ain't going to hurt nothing.
It's doing it again.
Milkman says fire doesn't hurt nothing.
Milkman says let it go. It's going to be doing this. Can you hear it at all? Is it coming in the background?
Fire will hurt nothing.
Is it audible at all?
Smoke and fire, big deal.
I said we continue with the show. Oh, that sucks. See, I need a new PC here, dude.
You need Alienware, dude.
Alienware?
Yeah, gaming.
No, that's overpriced for what it is, man. There's no... I don't know. I don't know about spending more than $1,000 on a PC just because it's, you know, for gaming.
I spent $3,000 on mine.
Well, you could spend a lot less than it's gotten a console machine if you want to play games.
Well, no, I use it for everything. Hmm. I even have a thing attached that pulls on my dick.
That's good. The fake pussy.
Yeah.
The e-pussy. Okay, good. Guys, we need to make an executive decision. Do we continue with the show or with the beeping in the background, or do I reset things and reboot that computer? Tuck, what is your idea?
You're going to have to power down and reset because you can't have that overheating and you can't have that alarm going. You can't burn up your fucking motherboard either.
All right. Artie's taking his shirt off, which makes no sense. Artie, what do you suggest that we do?
We should keep going.
Okay, we keep
it's
going.
Getting hot.
Baz, what do you suggest?
It's getting hot in here. When the fire is...
All right, you can't be
hot.
Doing that.
Okay.
There is women in this house.
Yeah, we can't have them.
Yeah, no, we can't do that here. That's not a madhouse all thing. Right. When you're at home, you can rub all that oil on yourself. And what have you done again? You've eaten bacon. No, you put raw bacon on your face, right?
Yeah.
What else have you done? What are you famous for? You ate a pubic hair
what?
Sandwich. He's eating a pubic hair sandwich of his own
what?
Here. Yeah, we're gonna. Maybe we should make him like the classic kind of like Hong Kong Waka Waka like kind of show where he's the intern and we make him do stuff. I'm gonna make you start like pepper spray.
It looks like it.
Would you try that?
Yeah.
See, he'd be all. This is great. What else would you be willing to do?
I'll smear poopy on my face.
Smear poopy on his face. Okay. Okay. Right on, man. All right, we'll work on that. Okay, so let's play this one.
Good.
This one here is called Chicken Spaces. This is call number. We
did. Ambitions, man, isn't he?
Talk. The whole show was like either about the whole show was the whole show was spaces or machine. It was like the spaces show. We kept calling the same neighborhood in the ghetto in Philly, and this is some of the efforts here.
I think we figured out. Or the next CD will be how much is your spaces?
How much are
like
your
that.
Spaces? That's
the
right.
Next
okay.
CD will be that.
All right. Hey, Dan, you need to do some chicken machines calls.
Yeah, those chicken machines and chicken spaces. So here's an idea where we're getting set up for the first prank call tonight. I'm going to see if I can do something about this beeping.
Smash it.
Yeah, that's gonna make it perfect.
Yeah, it'll
smash it.
All right, give us a second here. Let's play Chicken Spaces number one. This is the United Chicken.
United.
This is the fried chicken place.
Reset that computer.
Yeah.
Good. Do you guys do any meals, like large family-sized meals?
Sure.
We're going to have a basketball contest here for the urban youth.
Okay.
And we're thinking they probably would go for fried chicken.
Okay.
Okay, so
like
what's...
How many pieces?
Like, what units do they come in, the spaces?
Give me 1 second, okay?
How many spaces do you have?
Hello?
Yes, hi. How many spaces do you have, sir?
How many what?
How many are in the spaces?
What spaces?
The chicken spaces. How many go in the chicken spaces, the biggest chicken spaces?
35 pieces.
35 spaces?
No, 35 pieces. I don't know what you say with
the pieces. It's the spaces. How many spaces chicken? They eat you spaces chicken.
Space of chicken?
The spaces of chicken, sir. How many are the spaces in the spaces? How many come in the spaces?
I don't understand your question, sir.
What is the biggest chicken spaces meal you have?
That's the 35 piece. That's what I'm telling you. We have a 35 piece.
But you're saying piece, I'm saying spaces.
Spaces?
What English do... What I do you what English do you speak, sir?
I speak English, but I don't understand what you're trying to say.
Maybe do you speak American or English?
Yeah, I speak English.
Okay, so how many spaces come in that thing you're saying? How many is the spaces?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm asking how many is the spaces?
How many is the spaces? What do you mean, how many is the spaces?
The chicken meal spaces. There's spaces inside. You know, you eat the spaces out of the spaces. How many out of the spaces are coming in?
No, we don't do that kind of stuff, man. I don't know what you're talking about. There's no such thing as spaces in chicken.
You
cut chicken by the piece.
That's what I'm saying, is spaces.
No, we call them pieces, man. We don't call them spaces.
How many chicken spaces come in the thing?
You tell me how many you want, and I'll tell you the price.
And
I don't know how many you want.
I said it first, and then you people take the phone to someone else, and then all of a sudden, the same question again. And the same question
okay,
again.
Okay, I'm the first person you spoke to. Tell me how many pieces you want.
I said
that you're doing it for a basketball team, right? How many people on the team, and how many pieces of chicken you want, and I'll tell you.
You're a mean person. You told me the number of spaces, and I said how many was the spaces, and you never answered me again.
How about you shut the fuck up?
That's...
All right, so that was Chicken Spaces number one. We'll play the wrap-up here in a moment. I'm going to do some prank calls, and then we're going to actually restart the show in an effort to contain the nuclear meltdown that apparently is happening here in the background. Tuck, you ever see that movie China Syndrome?
Why are you waiting and... Right. Why don't you do it now? What's
no.
the delay?
No,
why
because the people here, Tuck, the people here came, goddammit, to see the show, and we're gonna establish a base first.
It's going to take you as much, what, 10 minutes, maybe?
It can take,
most?
I don't know. I'm just, we're in the middle of our movement. We're gonna call La Casita Colombiana. This is the Colombian house, the small... Colombian house is what that means, Tuck. Exactly. So we're going to give that a call here. This is Madhouse Radio. Just a moment. Listen to it. This is a prank from the... this is a prank. You know the phone jacker? We're going to play a phone jacker prank here in the meantime. Just a moment.
Yeah. Hello?
Good evening, madame. I am calling from your bank.
I don't want anything from anybody.
What do you mean, sir? Why are you such a miser?
I don't want anything from anybody. I've got everything I want.
You've got everything you want?
Yeah.
What about £8 and 27 pence, sir?
I don't want £8 27 pence.
Why not?
Because I don't need it.
But you are a prize winner, sir.
I don't want to be a prize winner.
How does it feel?
Standing by. Oh, jeez. Hear this thing? Dee-dee. It's horrible. It's horrible. It's horrible.
La Casita Colombiana, buena noche.
Is this the Casita Colombiana?
Yeah.
Hi. I would like to make an order for some of your arepas.
Un momento.
No. As we wait un momento, I'd like to remind you all that Colombia is in the South American continent.
Hello.
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 Hi, Gazizza. How you doing?
Fine.
Good, good. Hey, sweet tits, can you speak up a little bit for me, please, darling?
What are you looking?
Didi Mao?
This is the restaurant.
Yeah, I had some, you know those arepas?
Yeah.
You made arepas for me. You remember me?
No, I don't remember.
Okay, I made a takeout order for some arepas.
Okay. How many do you want?
Well, I already did, and I came home, and I put them in the microwave. The woman said to put them in the microwave just like this.
Uh-huh.
And I put them just like that, and the next thing I know, the microwave is on fire. There's smoke coming out of it, and I had to use the fire extinguisher on it. Because someone put foil in it.
Oh, but the foil is not for the microwave.
I know, but she told me put it in just like this into the microwave for 3 minutes and it'll be perfect, she told me. And then when I did exactly, I did per her orders. And then when I opened it up, we just opened the microwave, and we see
who was here?
I think maybe
when did you buy the arepa?
Today.
Today.
Yes.
Let me just. Are you vendió arepa, sir? ¿Quién? Okay. Ajá. Okay. Let me ask, okay?
Hey, woman? Woman?
Yeah?
Uh-huh. Woman, hey, so the problem is that because of the smoke, the fire alarm is going out. The fire alarm, and I can't stop it. I can't stop the fire alarm now from sounding. So I'm going to be suing you for personal damages because of the microwave. It was a good microwave. I bought it at Walmart last week, and you know what happened
who put the arepa with the foil? I think everybody knows the foil is not inside the microwave. It's back of the microwave.
She told me you put it in just like this, 3 minutes, and she went like, she did the okay
but
sign.
Without the foil, without the...
She didn't say without the foil. And you know what the worst part? You know why I know it was on purpose? Because the foil, she folded it, and it said H-A-H-A.
Uh-huh. Okay, let me ask what... I don't know.
Sorry. It said J-A-J-A. What's Jaja mean? What's that mean? Someone wrote it on the bottom of it. It said Jaja. Jaja.
Jaja. What?
It says J-A-J-A on the bottom of it. Someone wrote it on there. It said Jaja. What does that mean?
I don't know.
Well, what am I going to do about the fire alarm? They're going to charge me $300 to come turn it off from the prime...
I need to call... Okay.
The
Minister of Police said he's going to charge me $300.
Okay, let me speak with the owner.
The owner?
I'm not the owner.
Connect me to the owner at once, woman.
What?
Connect me to the owner at once, woman.
Okay, give me your phone number and your name. And
hey, now listen. I want to call back tonight, woman. You understand?
Okay.
I want to talk to the jefe tonight.
Uh-huh.
What is jefe's number? You tell me.
No, I can't. No.
You see here? You people, come over here. And you sabotaged my food, and you made my good microwave that I had. It was an 8-ounce microwave, ma'am. 8 ounces, that thing took it once. I could cook an 8-ounce steak in that
somebody
in about an hour and 15 minutes, son of a bitch.
Somebody speak with you in English or in Spanish?
To be honest with you, that woman spoke English to me a lot better than you did.
Okay. Okay, can you call...
No, I want you to fix this now.
Well, I can't fix. I'm not the owner. Do you understand?
Who is the young man there?
Okay.
Send that man...
The owner is not here. The owner is not here.
Send the man to my house to fix the smell and stop the fire alarm machine now.
Okay, if you don't...
Who is the man that's working there now? I know there's not all women over there. There is a man there. You send him here to handle your business. That is how the Hispanics support the Hispanics.
Uh-huh. Okay, nobody here right now.
Who are you?
I'm the waitress. Just the waitress.
Okay, well, come on. Let's go. I'm going to give you the address. You come and you fix this now.
I'm working.
You need to come in here and
I'm the, I need you to
make an announcement.
I can fix your problem. If you don't understand the foil, you can don't put foil inside the microwave. It's crazy.
Some woman said to me, I said, how I cook this? How I make it? And she said, oh, you put it in the microwave just like these.
But
just
without
like
the fork, not with the fork. It's not with the fork. The fork or the...
Well, I think that they did it on purpose because they were mad at me.
Okay, let me...
I think you did it. Were you the woman that's over there?
Okay.
Who good is the food,
right
now,
Al? I'm working, and let me talk with the
You're not working, you're talking to me.
But I have people, okay?
Who do you have? What people do you have over there? I got people. I got you. The only person? Are you cooking, cleaning, and doing everything by yourself?
No. Okay.
Who's that man in the back talking over there?
Hello.
Who is this? What is that happen? Well, who pushed the buttons? What was that?
Okay.
How dare you push buttons on?
The owner, okay? And I call you back.
What you have done to me? You pushed the button when I'm talking to you. You slapped me in the face.
What?
That is like a slap in the face when you do that. That's like typing in all caps.
Okay,
take this.
Once again.
You take that.
Okay.
What number, what's your favorite number? You like the number 6?
No, I don't like the number 6. Why?
Number 3?
No, okay.
How about number 2 because you're stupid?
No, okay. You're stupid.
You go take a shit.
No, I'm not stupid. I'm working, okay?
Then the next time I want to eat and have this happen, I'm going to shit in the microwave and eat it.
Okay.
I'm going to microwave the shit and I'm going to eat it. That's how much better it is in the stuff than what you did to me. You might as well just taken a bag and made a big shit in it. Like 3 people make big monster shits in it and stomped on it. And sat on it and farted it and said, oh, here you go. Here's your burrito, sir. And your brown paper bag.
Uh-huh.
Disgusting. Shame on you.
Okay.
Shame on you, sick person.
Okay.
Why don't you go and tell everyone, make an announcement to the whole restaurant. Everyone, put away your food. No more orders because we are bad people. And we have to close. Hello.
Okay, you need something else?
I need an apology.
Okay, come to here.
No, give me the apology on the phone now. I want you to say after me. Mr. Valente.
Why?
Who is that man in the back? Who is talking?
No,
who is in the back?
In the back what?
You panocha. Who is in the back? Tell me.
Okay, I have to walk, okay?
You know, you need a good dick in, woman. Get off the phone.
Okay, bye.
I'll give you that good dick you're looking for, man.
Okay, I have your phone number. I call to the police. Bye.
No!
Oh.
Stupid. Now we have good audio.
There we go.
There we go. Now we're audible. Give me some ones over there if you can hear us okay. This is Madhouse Radio, Carlito, Artie.
Ooh, hey now.
Artie live in studio, and of course, Tux here also, and Coconut.
And Ruby's on Cam 4. Yeah.
What's that? Who's that? White girl with pink lips. Yeah, what's up, Pinky? What's her name?
B-21.
B-21, that's one of the bombers, you know?
Yeah.
That's right, one of the famous bombers of B-21 dropped the bomb on Wonton Bay in World War II. We're going to be calling next here a prank call victim. This one came in from Lonesome Loser, as most of them do. Where are we at? Okay, we did the Colombian place. Let's call Asakuma Restaurant. Asakuma Restaurant's in Venice, California. Just a moment here for the next prank of the night, ladies.
Please click on if you want to.
Come on, Santa Monica.
Shut up. Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, is this Asakam?
Yeah, can you hold, please?
No, I can't.
Well, remain on the line. I'll be with you shortly.
I always wanted to say that. No, I can't hold. I'm going to tell her that I can't hold. Yeah, feel free to jump in on this one, Artie. How are your prank calls, anyway? Don't be like, oh, they're good. Are they good?
just in time to satisfy your sushi craving. We're happy to bring our inventive, scrumptious fresh sushi to
your
home.
Yeah, when we're doing a prank, you're going to talk on the phone.
So please stay on the line, and we'll be right with
you.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? Well, yeah, now your mic's up. Talk on your mic.
No.
Oh, wow. Okay, good. We're figuring out for the first time. We haven't had a guest here for a while, over a year now. All right, well, I guess she showed us, didn't she? Fucking bitch.
Fucking cunt.
Fucking woman. Who she thinks she is? Queen of Japan? Ha, 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 ha. All right, well, let's see. What up, guys?
Do you have a queen?
It has a queen bee. We have a Meeble guest here saying, what up, guys? I've listened to your show nonstop for like a month, and it's hella funny. Good job to everyone, and say what to Milkman for me. LOL, can you guys write back on this?
What?
Just wondering. I'm going to say, yeah, man.
What, Milkman?
10-4, Milkman over and
out.
All right. There you go. That's for you. Meeble guest 172-117. Congratulations. You have won tonight.
Right.
$5 Madhouse.
You're the lucky number.
You're the lucky winner, so be sure to use that over there, the Madhouse Radio website.
Redeem that number of your name.
Redeem that at 98.6themouth.com.
98.6themouth.
All right, next prank call of the night. We called the Asakuma restaurant. Let's call her back, as a matter of fact, because she tried to get away from me. But they don't ever get away from me there, Artie. No, man. Wait a minute. Wait, I had audio to play tonight. I got some news items here, and something had audio in it. What was that? Oh, I did want to say, did you hear about William Shatner talking shit about George Takei?
Me?
No, yeah, William Shatner.
No.
Is setting his phaser to stun against his old Star Trek co-star George Takei. William Shatner said on his website that he felt he never knew George Takei when they worked together, apparently. In a video posted on Shatner's website Wednesday, he lashed out at Takei for inviting him to his wedding, for not inviting him to his wedding last month. Where's that phone? Let me see that. Who's calling him? We gotta turn off the ringer on that fucker. Westbury something. Hang on, let's see. You take that. Hello.
Hello, listen. That fucking motherfucking fat, disgusting, belly button, hairy motherfucker up in the right-hand corner. Fuck him, man. Fuck that fat fuck.
Oh, God. Look what you're making him do. What's up, Lego? How you doing, man?
What are you doing, Carlito?
I'm doing good, man. How was your show last night?
You see that little slut in the bottom right, Brandy? She calls my show last night. There she goes. Fuck her. She calls my show last night. I ask her to whip out a tit. She doesn't.
Aww.
But she does it on your show, man.
Oh, she did? When?
Yeah,
you
just
missed
a minute ago. Well, she whipped out her bra. She's cute.
You missed it, man.
Brandy, fucking Lucy, I love you. You're a cute girl.
Oh, I missed it.
Hey, I was trying to tell you, man. Carlito, dude, how the fuck are you, my friend?
I'm good. We're doing a show, basically. You know, just doing our thing, doing some prank calls, playing some calls from last week. Big fat evil Artie's here, you know.
Yay!
Yeah, we should. You know, me and Artie, we're gonna make a wrestling team, a tag team, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna be Bronco.
What are you gonna call yourself?
The Soares Brothers. Bronco,
versus High Pitch Eric.
Bronto and Bronco Soares, the Soares Brothers.
High Pitch Eric and who?
Really? Yeah. I think you guys can come up with something more creative than
the
that.
The Soares Brothers? That's awesome. S-A-U-R-U-S. Soares Brothers. We'll be Bronto Soares and Bronchio Soares. I'll be Bronto. Right. I like Bronto. No, I think you're more Bronto, right? Artie's more of a Bronto.
I don't know.
No, I'll be Bronto.
I would call it, Hot Pockets.
Hot Pockets. Hot Pockets.
No, I need some more Hot Pockets, by the way.
Yeah.
Stars rocks.
No, so, Lego, you want to do
something? You're going to go on a diet, bro.
Fuck a diet.
No, you need to go on a diet. We all need to go on a diet. So, Dr. Lego, speaking of diets, you want to do a prank call, man?
Yes, I do.
I'm going to throw some shit at you. You tell me what sounds nice. We got
just fucking dial and let's go.
Okay, this is the Fiesta Garibaldi Bar and Grill. They're located in Baldwin Park, California, home of the Baldwin Park Schooners. You ever heard of them, Lego? They're an awesome semi-pro football team. Check them out, baldwinparkschooners.com.
I love that place.
All right, guys, everybody, just a moment. Dr. Lego, Carlito, Big Evil Artie. And the rest here on Madhouse Radio Isle. Let me play a song here for the ladies. What do they want to hear? More Beastie Boys? Sure, why not?
Brand dialing music.
Antes de estar arriba, buenas tardes.
Hi.
¿Sí?
Hola.
¿Perdón?
Hey, mamá me ha dicho, listen. Hello?
One moment, please.
Yeah, let me speak to somebody who speaks a real fucking language, okay? This is America.
No.
Come on, put Carlos on the phone. Hey, hello?
Hello?
Hey, how are you?
Oh, hi. How can I help you?
Yeah, listen, my name is Ed Rooney. I was in there yesterday, and I got a little bit of a complaint.
Okay.
I got a problem. Yeah, the guy who served, the person who served me my food had like a really bad cold and was like fucking snotting, coughing and getting their shit in my food, man. How the fuck do you have somebody, who's sick serving food there?
Uh-huh. Okay, what's wrong with
that? Now listen to me. If I get fucking sick, if I get like SARS disease or some shit, I'm going to come down there and I'm going to fuck you in the ass.
Okay, but what's wrong?
Well, listen, the problem is, I got some of that shit food you guys make, and the server had a cold, and they went, and my fucking food.
Okay.
No, it's not, listen to me, it's not okay. Now, here's what we're going to do. For you to make up for this shit, I want to come over there, and the bitch didn't answer the phone, I want her to do a little sucky-sucky on my cocky-cocky. Can you make that happen?
Okay, at what time do you come?
I'm going to come in an hour. And I want some more fucking food, too. And you know what, dude? You could suck my cock, too. What do you think?
Hello. This is the hospital breaking into the line. Am I speaking to Abe Froman, the Sausage King of Chicago?
This is Ed Rooney.
Ed Rooney, yes. I have your test reports here, your lab results back.
Right.
You have SARS.
See, motherfucker, I got SARS. You hear that shit? Now I'm fucking that girl in the ass, and I'm going to fuck your mommy, too.
Sir, I have already contacted a grief counselor. We'll be contacting you as soon as possible.
Yeah, it's like fucking Chinese disease over at that fucking Puerto Rican restaurant you guys got there. How do you get a fucking Chinese disease in a Puerto Rican restaurant? You know how?
What's your name?
My name is Ed Rooney.
Okay, at what time did you come yesterday?
I don't know. I was there around 5, 6 o'clock. 5 o'clock maybe. Maybe 4:45. 4:45. 4:45. Open your fucking ears, dick. 4:45.
Okay, who was serving you?
I don't know, but whoever it was reached down the back of their pants and scratched their asshole like they fucking had hemorrhoids down to their fucking knees.
Okay, hold on. What do you order?
What?
What do you order?
I had the, that chicken dish you guys have.
What?
Some kind of fucking Puerto Rican food. What the hell you guys serve there?
Okay, maybe you have a wrong number, because...
No, listen to me. I was there eating with my fucking ex-girlfriend, the one with the one tit. She's got one fucking tit right on her forehead.
You know the name of the restaurant you're calling?
Yeah, Mama Mel Bichos.
No, you're wrong, man.
No, what's the name of your place?
This is another place. You're calling another place.
I know what this place is. Is this Pine El Grande?
Where?
Pine El Grande.
That's the name?
Yeah. Pine
no.
El Grande.
No, that's wrong. This is not the name.
Let me ask you a question. Have you ever touched another man's penis?
No, okay. You have a wrong number. I don't know where you get it, but... This is not the place,
right.
But yes.
All right. You know what? I'll tell you what we can do. We can work this whole fucking thing out if you let me come over there and fuck your dog.
You can call me if you want. I don't care.
Yeah, no, it's cool. As long as the dog is over 40 pounds, it's cool.
Hold on a second. Okay, have another call.
Fuck him. That's enough. Had enough of that fucking prick.
All right, clear the line there.
All
that was
right,
pretty
dude.
Good, actually. That guy was kind of funny. Sorry about jumping in.
Like,
No, dude, that was great.
The SARS.
Fucking, I how do you get a Chinese disease in a fucking Puerto Rican restaurant? Hey, did you hear about the black baby that went to heaven?
No, what happened?
Yeah, the black baby went to heaven, and God put wings on the black baby.
Uh-huh.
And the black baby said, "Wow, God, now I'm an angel." And God said, "Hell no, you're a bat."
You made him into a bat instead of an angel. Is that what happens? Oh, poor black babies. That's not nice, man. Don't you have any? You have an adopted black baby, don't you?
No, it's his baby, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
When he was with that black woman.
Adopting a black president.
Man, you want to do one more? You're gonna go.
Fuck it, I'm gonna go. But you guys are doing a great job, and you know I love you, man.
All
bye,
right.
Lego.
Big fat darker Lego.
Dude, nobody's got fucking tits like you, buddy.
Yeah, nice ones. All right, Lego, thanks for calling in, man.
Hey, Brandy, I love you. Bye.
That is Dr. Lego. He's on every Wednesday night at, is it 9 or 10? Do you know, Artie? When does it start?
10.
10.
Zolar's at 9.
So 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time Wednesday evenings. He's over there
No, 10. Zolar's at 9 Fridays.
10. Lego's on 10 on Wednesdays. And then Zolar Party Nation is tomorrow night, Friday, at
Zolar Vision.
Zolar Party Nation is on at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time tomorrow.
Yeah.
And he's over at ZolarCast.com. And Dr. Lego, who did that prank call earlier with the very bad phone, is at PrankTheWorld.com. That's the one right there. And we're, of course, here, MadhouseLive.com and all that stuff. Big Outlaw wants to know, why the name change, Artie? That's your alter ego, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Man, that's just doesn't matter. Okay, that's right. We're going to make a...
78.
78.
Effect.
Oh, you want 78? Hang on, let's see here. 78. Okay, I'm going to turn that up. I got to get better with this. And then there you go. There's your 78.
This is Big Bubba Bitch.
Big Bubba Bitch. Is that the whole name?
Yeah.
BBB?
No.
Big Bubba Bitch.
As
dude, that should be it.
And you're the fucking bitch.
Oh, no. Now you just changed it. Now it's Big Bubba the Bitch. All right, Artie, you've never had a cigar before, correct?
No.
It's Madhouse Radio. You know what that means, right?
No.
We got to have a cigar.
Yeah, man.
Congratulations. This is an honor of already being the first. Tuck, do you ever smoke cigars there, sir? You said you do smoke like Macanudos or something like that, right?
Yeah, I used to smoke cigars. Like,
you think I should show my ass?
In my younger days, it sure did, yeah.
Nope, can't say I think you should show your ass, already. Well, thank you for that.
I think B21 wants me to.
No, B21 can show her stuff again because I missed it before, and I'm the host.
Yeah.
Then maybe we'll see about
that. You gotta show the host, that's the rule.
Here's your first cigar, Artie. He's never
somebody
had.
Somebody posted a JPEG in the Madhouse chat room.
I can't open it.
See a striped draw in the JPEG. It's very nicely shaped.
Right. Okay, hey, we don't have a lighter. We got matches. Don't worry, Artie. We got matches. So you've never had a cigar before, Artie?
No.
Are you excited about it, or are you just kind of...
Excited.
All right, good deal. Have you ever smoked a cigarette before, Artie?
No.
You never smoked a cigarette before?
No, man.
You're going to get sick. Don't inhale. Don't inhale. And I'm not just...
Hell yeah.
It's not the Bill Clinton thing, but don't inhale a cigar. It will make you sick.
Indeed.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can. Inhale maybe two or three times, and you'll see what I mean. You know what I mean by... You
must
don't want to
drop it inside a fire.
don't drop it, dude. Okay, hang on. Let me light. Oh, just light it. Here, just gotta, do you know how to light a cigar?
No.
Well, these already have a hole in them, all right? So what you're gonna do is you're gonna...
It tastes funny.
It does. I use, like, two or three matches at a time. You might want to turn a fan off when you do it. It's got honey on it, so don't worry. It's right there.
Oh.
Yeah, just turn it down.
To a fucking switch.
All right, so what you're gonna do is, you hold it in your mouth. You put it in your mouth, right? And as you've got the matches on it, you turn it, and then you inhale, you kind of puff on it, like puff, 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 puff. And after a while, it'll take over, it'll catalyze. There you go. You got to be turning it. Make sure that you're watching the, you're going to let it go out. You're going to kill the match. Yeah, you suck at that, don't you? Yeah, you do. We're going to need a lighter for Artie here, and I don't have one, dude.
I could fart.
No, don't do that. Give me, see that black bag behind you?
Yeah,
bring that over here. We'll get you a lighter, and it'll be much easier. I think I might have one in here. Anyway, so where's Milkman? Let's call Milkman, huh? Hey, tell you what. Let's play a prank call here from last week in Elston. Now, we did that the
chicken spaces before. This we had a few pizza spaces also, Tug. Did you catch those at all? Were you here for that one?
I can go for some pizza right now.
I could go for it. Oh.
Yeah, I heard it when I missed.
All right, no problem. This one is the KFC spaces. Check this out.
Was a great day, KFC. May I help you?
Hello, is this KFC?
Yes, it is.
I got bad treatment from... You ever heard of United Fried Chicken? They're the most horrible, nastiest people there. Have you heard of them?
Excuse me?
Have you ever heard of United Fried Chicken here in town? They're the most nastiest, horrible meat people and me on the phone.
Mm-mm.
That's why I'm calling you. I need to make an order for chicken spaces for 20 people. Do you guys do... Can I have them come in? Do you have enough spaces for... I need chicken spaces, as much as chicken spaces as possible.
You want to make, place an order for 20 pieces?
20 people are coming in for chicken spaces.
Okay.
How much? How many?
When is that?
How many spaces come in the thing in the box?
And we have the bucket. We have like 10 piece, 12 piece, 16.
The bucket of how many? 16.
The bucket is from 10 to 16.
How many spaces in there? How many spaces does that?
How many? You mean pieces?
Spaces, spaces. How many spaces is that?
What do you mean spaces?
Your chicken spaces, how many are in that bucket?
All right, so Artie, tell us, let me pause this real quick.
Chicken, how many?
What's your first impressions of your cigar?
It's badass.
It's badass. You like it. These are really cheap ones, though. I mean, these...
You should get fucking Cubans, man.
You know what? Next time, you know, I'll get some nicer, like, you know, nice $4 or $5 cigar, maybe. I should have done that for your first cigar. Would you think you would like more of like a light cigar, right? These are flavored. These have honey. I thought you might like the kind of girly ones like this. What do you think? You can inhale a little bit. You might actually get a little bit of a buzz, but you might actually get really sick to your stomach if you overdo it.
I'll have to sleep over, man.
No, we don't want that, no. You have to get up at 5:30, son.
I don't.
You can't stay here with my woman by yourself.
You don't trust me?
No, I don't let men don't come here and without when I'm not here with my woman. When the repairman comes over, I take the day off of work. Yeah, buddy, everybody, this is Madhouse Radio. We're having a good old time. Let's call that milkman guy. Let's play the rest of this prank while we get that done here.
Now that spaces, we get our cigars. Go. You eat the spaces. You know how many are spaces? How many spaces meal? Oh, God. The chicken. You know how many chicken in that? How much chicken spaces?
What do you mean spaces? I'm not getting what you're saying.
How many pieces in the spaces go in the bucket?
Enjoy this call tone while we connect you.
How many pieces?
Spaces. Do you have the chicken spaces?
Oh, no, because I'm not understanding what you're saying.
What about, do you have a pink spaces?
Hello? Hello?
Hey, milkman, what's up, bro?
What's up, man?
What are you doing?
I'm just about on my way home, man. I just stopped here and pick up something, and I'm on my way home.
All right, cool. Just checking in, man. Say hi to everybody. Me, Artie smoking his first cigar ever.
Artie's
here.
Yeah,
he's
man.
He's smoking his first cigar. Never had one before. Me and him smoking cigars.
Cohiba?
No, they're cheap old ones I got at 7-Eleven. But I told him next time I'll get him a decent smoke. Yeah, I thought I'd start him light, you know?
Yeah, are they the Monica Lewinsky brand?
Just about, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, sweet, yeah. Man. That's got some good flavor there. Case I bought.
All right, so how soon you think you're going to be on the air? People are wondering. Dr. Lego already called in. He's mad that you're not here.
Lego? What the hell's that crazy motherfucking Dr. Lego been doing, man?
I don't know, man. So how long are you thinking? How long is it going to be?
About 10 minutes. As soon as here, I'm just getting ready to come to register now, so I'll be out here in about 10 minutes.
All right, milkman. That's cool.
Yeah.
All right, man.
How's everything going, man?
Everything's good. We're having a decent show. We're just playing. We're playing a lot of the shows, the pranks of Saturday. We're doing like here and there, doing some pranks. We're about to do another one. You want to stay on for that?
Sure. Actually, I'm going through the line. So give me a couple of minutes. I'll call. I'll be back on. I'll be on air, man.
Oh, hey. Okay. Hey, Lonesome Loser wants to know, where does Charlie Patton live? Is that Indianapolis?
Hold on here. I'll tell you in a sec. Give me a second.
All right, good. We'll find out. Lonesome Loser's asking where. We'll let him know. Hey, just tell us later, all right? Hey, Milkers. Milkman.
He hung up.
He said he was going to tell us. Yeah, who cares?
On him. He doesn't care if I hang up on him. It doesn't bother him. Yeah, there you go. What'd you say? Did you say the N-word?
Yeah.
Nigger. Wow, you're racist, dude. This is a non-racist show. We have a lot of...
It's not racist. I say it out of love.
Yeah, okay. Hello, here we are.
That'd be crazy.
Yo, the Kicks.
Hey, what's up, Kicks? God. How you doing, dude?
All is good, man. I hear actually you guys are doing all the prank calls and everything. So I'm wondering, here's something. I need to ask if I could participate in one. I got a great, great British accent here.
Okay.
You
know,
we actually prank called Jamal here.
Yeah,
one
Jamal
time.
From New York.
Jamal from New York?
Yeah.
Yep.
Should I know him?
Good one.
No.
All right.
He's
okay.
Now live.
Oh, is it not? Okay, cool. Hey, so what do you? I'll tell you what kind of businesses I have, and you tell me what you want to call. We got a restaurant called Geezer's. We got a Chili's. We got a hotel. We got a pizza market. We got the tattoo place. We got a pizza place. We got a barbecue restaurant. Or we got a cafe.
Wait, you got which tattoo restaurant? I'm sorry, not tattoo restaurant.
The tattoo parlor. It's called, where did it go? The Camp Bagnola. You know what? It actually looks like it's a Mexican restaurant. It says Trattoria. Oh, and you just lost your webcam. Yeah, I told you. It overheats.
What about the hotel? Which hotel is that?
It's the Desert Inn Hotel in Lancaster, California. Yeah, I do.
Ooh, okay. What I could do is... I'm probably going to be a bit nervous to do this, so I'm going to give it another shot, okay?
Okay.
I'll see what I can do with the hotel one here.
All right, well, cool. Well, good luck. This is the Desert Inn Hotel. This is Kix. Right. He's going to be doing a prank call with us. Hang on, everybody. Don't go anywhere, please.
All right.
It's actually pretty good.
Well, that's good. Don't forget to hang up your phone over there. Ready?
Thank you.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Is this the hotel in Lancaster?
You got the wrong number. Sorry about that, partner.
I'm sorry. This must be the Desert Inn?
You got the wrong number. I'm sorry. This is a residence.
This is a residence, so my apologies, sir.
No problem.
All right, I don't know if that was my bad or his bad. I don't know what's going on here. Dude, hang on. I'm sorry about that. We got the magic lamp.
To place
in.
A call, Jeez. Press 1.
Okay, we got two here. We got Sal's Mexican Inn, or we got the magic lamp in.
The magic lamp in, that's another hotel?
Yeah, these are both inns. Yeah, hotels, yes, sir.
Okay. All right,
or Saul's Mexican Inn. That sounds funny.
All right, and this is in what city?
Cucamonga, California.
Cucamonga. All right, we can give that one a shot.
Okay, you want to call the Magic Lamp?
Magic Lamp Inn, right?
Okay, yes, that's right. Magic Lamp Inn, Cucamonga, Rancho Cucamonga, to be exact.
All right,
here we go. Sorry about the mess up. With
Not a problem. This is the Magic Lamp Inn.
This is Sal's Mexican Inn. Can I help you?
Oh, so this is a Mexican restaurant. Is this correct?
Yes. That is correct.
Yes. What kind of tacos do you have?
I'm sorry?
What kind of tacos do you have?
Tacos? We have chicken tacos, ground beef tacos, shredded beef tacos, potato.
Now, with the ground beef tacos, are the ground beef tacos like very big? Like, are they kind of like, you know, cocksucking, you know, ground beef tacos?
God damn it. Dude, I did it again. I called the Mexican one that said the magic lamp. I'm stupid. I'm a fucking racist.
Place a call.
All right, hang on. Don't go anywhere. We'll do the next
to
one.
Listen to your recorded calls.
Are you purposely sabotaging the new kid there on the phone?
You're the right one this time.
I have a call on the magic lamp. How can I help you?
Yes, this is the magic lamp. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay, my name is Nicholas Dinsmore, and I wanted to know, how many do you have for tonight at around 10 o'clock?
For how many? What time?
I have a friend, and we're coming there for at 10 o'clock. Is that possible?
No, actually, we do our last seating at 9:30.
Okay, well, with 9:30, let me ask you something. Do you get a lot of British customers there?
No, I don't know off the top of my head, not that I know of.
Well, do you have a lot of Americans with buck teeth, you know?
No.
No, you don't?
What kind of teeth do you have? Do you have like nice, cocksucking lips?
Name Evil Artie.
To call, press 1.
Shit.
To listen to your recorded call,
okay. You turn?
To your
Artie's
card,
funny.
Press 3.
No, because sometimes it'll stick.
Yeah, no, you're not. No, that's funny. Evil Artie was trying to type on the non-working laptop. That's kind of funny. Hey, it might be cool enough now if we keep it up a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
Try to elevate a little. We got the fan on blast, so maybe we can... We're you know what? We are in serious need of some new equipment here. We need 2 new computers. We need a new laptop and a new old computer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, Kix, thanks for calling in, man. That's a very good British accent. Where'd you learn to do that, sir?
Yeah, I had a lot of British friends, so.
Oh, really? That's cool, man.
In those international schools, you know.
Where are you checking in from, dude? South, north?
California. I'm currently California in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Awesome. Hey, dude.
The gay area.
Yeah, dude, I heard San Francisco on the ballot legalized prostitution in the city limits.
Holy shit.
See, yeah, that's the thing, because I actually got a prostitute on Now Live, and we had a Now Live sex thing that happened, which was shockingly, I only got banned for like 2 minutes. So that was like the best thing, one of the best moments on Now Live history.
Artie, you're seriously going to have to stop inhaling, just stop smoking it, because you're killing us. So you saw some of that, was she like talking about it, or what was going on?
Oh, no. I actually banged a prostitute on camera.
Oh, sweet. Dude, awesome, man. Good deal. How much?
$120 Craigslist, man.
$120, not bad. Was it pretty, and was it good pussy, or?
He was all right.
It was all right. Good deal. Well, it was $120, what'd you expect, right?
Yeah, 30 minutes, though.
Not bad. I can fit in a lot in 30 minutes. All right, dude, thank you very much for calling in, man.
All right.
You have yourself a good
all
weekend.
All right, later, man. Peace.
All right, that is Kix. I don't know, Artie. You're gonna have to stop coughing, dude. I mean, this is too much.
You gotta admit, it's funny.
Yeah, no, it's not. This is rude, man. Can you have a button where you can turn off your mic when you're gonna cough? Dude, your mic sucks balls. It's bollocks. Yeah, it does.
Does it?
Yeah, it does.
So you have to get a nice condenser.
Yeah, maybe. But that's a lot of money. You're a college kid. You gotta.
Well, I'll save up.
You know what you should do? Take out a student loan. Just do it. Take out a student loan, extra $2,000, get yourself a mic and stuff, man.
Nice setup.
Get yourself a nice setup.
$5,000, get a new computer.
Hell yeah.
I'll let you use mine, man.
Because you know what? Obama's going to win, baby, and we're going to get all our student loans paid off, son. I can't wait for it. That's why I'm voting Obama.
I'm not voting.
Well, good. As long as you don't, I'd rather you not vote instead of voting wrong. Let's delve into the news here, if I can, just a moment. So we talked about William Shatner. Apparently he's got beef with George Takei. He said, quote, "The whole thing makes me feel badly."
There we go.
Poor man, there's such a sickness there. It's so I would like, if anybody out there can give me a link to that, if anybody knows where. Looking for a link to the YouTube video of Will Shatner talking about George Takei. Apparently he's on his official website. I don't know if anybody's seen it or can shoot me a link for it or something like that. Let me try going to Google machine here. Let's see. Shatner Takei YouTube. Let's see if this comes up here.
I should do a mangina just for fun.
No. Here we go. Shatner on Sulu wedding snub. Let's take a gander at this here. George Takei told AP Radio, who played Chekhov, will be the best man. What? Okay.
Sickness.
Here we go.
A point of not inviting you. How do you feel about that?
Well, the whole thing makes me feel badly. The poor man. There's such a sickness there. It's so painfully obvious that there is a psychosis there. I don't know what his original thing about me was. I have no idea.
Yeah, that's pretty messed up. You know, I do want to say I have met George.
I didn't read his book that was printed many
years
ago.
Dude, what the fuck? I thought it was done.
But apparently I didn't let somebody have a close-up.
Shut up, Will Shatner. I met him in person here in Orlando at a convention a year ago, and I can't say that he doesn't seem to be a mentally deranged person.
Takei?
Yeah. He's just a little slow, that's
queer.
All. Yeah, he's queer. He's queer. You think that's what it is? You think Will Shatner's like, he's gay, he's obviously sick?
Yeah. Well, gay people are sick, right?
Yeah, pretty
no,
much.
I am bisexual. I'm fabulous.
Yeah, pretty much. So that's what I read into it.
I interpreted he was referring to his obsession that he hates Shatner and that Shatner is like a big ham.
Yeah.
And Shatner's referring to him that he's sick as obsessing over him being a ham and a scene stealer and get over it.
Well, which, yeah, Shatner's referring to there's that whole thing with the book, yeah. But apparently, Takei says he did indeed invite him to the wedding and he never RSVP'd. Shatner says he never got an invite, so it just sounds like he's a little jealous maybe that he didn't get invited to the whole gay wedding.
Gay wedding.
I don't know. Like, I mean, come
yeah,
on.
Maybe a little bit, yeah.
We got some more news, dude. This one here is coming out of Saginaw. I have no idea. Where's Saginaw? That sounds like a cool place to live. Saginaw. Yeah, Saginaw. All right. Anyway, in Michigan.
What happened to Saginaw?
A man got caught with a vacuum in his pants at a car wash. Saginaw Area News reports.
Well, yeah.
A 29-year-old South Swan Creek Township man.
At the party in Saginaw, I guess.
A 29-year-old man is in the county jail for receiving sexual favors from a vacuum at a car wash. A Thomas Township resident called police to report someone acting suspicious at a car wash at 6:45 a.m. Thursday. This morning, the officer parked some distance away, approached on foot, and caught the man in the act. Said the officer, "I've seen some strange things, but this is the weirdest thing I ever heard." And that is the officer right there. Good deal. So, wow, that must be a talk about a...
Well, good for him. He made it on the weirdo news.
He did.
Good for him.
So, can you imagine, like, the second you see the cop, you're like... You know, it just goes right, you know...
Evil Artie?
Yeah.
Yay.
Evil Artie. What are you going to do to get yourself on the weirdo news reports?
Well, maybe I'll run into class jerking off.
There you go.
This should be Artie's theme song.
Do that tomorrow.
Everyone, Evil Artie here tonight with us. All right, guys, let's move on here. Let's do another Art News article before we go back to some more prank calls. It is 11:24 p.m., Artie. Bless you. 11:24. We're going to be taking a break here pretty soon. Here's something. Shoplifter was arrested after brandishing a well-used sanitary napkin. You know, we did that prank call here recently. Talk about sanitary napkins, me and Zolar. Very funny prank calls that we did. Well, apparently, this is disgusting. Fort Pierce here in Florida, a woman accused of shoplifting, brandishing a female sanitary napkin. 27-year-old woman accused of shoplifting cologne and trying to touch an officer with a well-used and bloody female sanitary napkin Tuesday is facing charges. She was in the 400 block of North 14th Street, stopped after allegedly walking out of a Walgreens without paying for a $30 box of Elizabeth Arden Mediterranean cologne. Also had a bottle of bright green Sinful Colors nail polish and a package of extra long black fake eyelashes. She pulled out what appeared to be a dollar bill from her purse, from her overalls, and tried handing it to an officer, but the officer didn't take it. The woman began speaking strangely and getting close to the officer. She kept saying sex, sex, while walking toward an officer before she was actually handcuffed. She was put in the patrol car, grabbed behind her and pointed a well-used and bloody female sanitary napkin. That's disgusting. Both officers told her to drop the well-used napkin. The officer stated in his affidavit, "I delivered a firm, lawful command to the suspect to drop the object and told her it was gross." Well, that'll do it right there. Female officer eventually put the offensive biohazard item in a plastic bag. She faces 3 misdemeanor charges in connection with the incident. And Maven says, "That's a dumb bitch. It's a waste of a tampon." If you get to see the picture of this woman, I would not want to touch her sanitary napkin.
Me either.
Yeah, she looks like a Brillo. It's a black lady.
No.
No way. Shoplifting? No. I'm sorry, that's not true. Artie, come on,
you're
man.
Fucking wrong.
That's wrong. That's not how we do things on a show. Artie's a bad influence. He's a racist. He's from Florida. He was born and raised in the South.
Where are you born and raised?
South also. I was born in the same town. I lived in the same town you did when you were growing up, I think.
DeBerry?
Just next door.
Deltona, right?
Yeah, that crappy town. Anyway, so the last news article here. So long, suckers. Millionaire hedge fund boss thanks idiot traders, retires at 37. This guy has balls. Apparently, he became a millionaire, and he sent an email that made fun of all the investors that made him rich and said he was retiring at the age of 37. Offended a lot of people, made people upset. I really would like to have his number. His name is Andrew Lade, L-A-H-D-E, but I'm sure it's going to be impossible to get his number because he's a multimillionaire. Stop moving that mic, dude. What's wrong with you?
What did he invent?
He invented, I don't know, cheating people out of money. Let's play the rest of that phone jacker call, and we'll
there
be
we
right
go.
Back.
I don't want to be a prize winner. I've got everything I want.
Well, I'm afraid you are a prize winner in the Republic of Agdugduguengosa.
But I don't want any prizes. You can keep your prizes.
I'm afraid I'm not authorized to do that, sir. We must send you the cash prize immediately.
But I don't want it.
Where would you like me to wire you the money, sir?
I don't want it. I don't want any money wired to anywhere.
To your bank account, sir?
No, thank you.
Bank account details, sir. That's all I require.
No, I don't want anything off of anybody.
Why are you so miserable, sir?
I'm not miserable at all. I just don't need anything. I don't want anything.
But everybody could do with £8.23.
So I've got £8.23.
Well, you could double your money, sir.
Well, I don't want to. You have it.
Hey, all right, good. Artie's going to move to a different computer. Yeah, I'm sure she'll say it's okay. If she's sleeping, don't... Athena, can I use your computer? All right, so Artie, you're going to move everything on your own, right? Because I'm not doing anything. You're going to get your cam over there and all that? You can't do that. Yeah, see? You can't get your cam over there, can you?
I can just do it from behind.
Like, yeah. Okay. Or you know what you could do? You could just take the laptop off of there.
Oh, I'd like to have like a desk to put the shit on.
Oh, now you want to... Oh, so you're going to have to install like a minicam or something on the...
Not really.
Not really?
I got an idea.
All right, cool. Well, Evil...
You don't need a minicam around
the cam. All right, well, Evil already has an idea. I'm going to turn off your cam over here, okay?
I can get him on Slack, probably.
All right, well, good luck with that. All right, well, while you're doing that, everyone's going to see the whole deal here. I think we should do. Don't do that, dude. We're gonna take a break here pretty soon. But I did want to play the rest. We left off on the middle of that KFC one, right? We haven't finished that one yet. Let's go ahead and play the rest of that. Where is that at? What was that? You got it. All right. Let me we can't unplug it because it'll screw it up. Hang on. Let me take a break first, dude. Hang on. Let me just take a break. Let's just take a break here. We're gonna have to set things up here. Is Milkman in here yet? No. Who's in here? Tuck. You're with me. Kokanee's here also. What's up, Kokanee? Thanks for the news, man. The news director of the Madhouse show is Kokanee, and he's right there. When we come back, we have...
Are you here?
Deep of Christ with Kokanee. I hear him. Okay, so when we come back, we got more prank calls to do, of course. We have... Who do we have on deck here, Tuck? We get that list. We get Eduardo's Border Grill. We get the Double Eagle Resort and Spa. We've got Chili's still on deck. We've already called the motels. We got Dahlia's Pizza Market. We've got two numbers in England, Alan Miles and Brenda Hodgson. We also have the Matt, we already called that. We got the, and we got the Billingsley restaurant also here all on deck for prank call. If you want to send in your request, you can do so. Please send those in. Madhouse Radio if you're using AOL or Yahoo Instant Messenger. And that's AOL, Yahoo Instant Messenger, Madhouse Radio. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back in about 5 minutes. Thank you for listening.
Right after this.
Yeah.
cannot live on the surface.
Ryan
must forever live underground like this.
Alert all units. Monster has begun the attack.
Fuck you, big motherfucker.
Alright, everybody, we're back. Madhouse Radio, ready to bring it home. It's 11:37 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That will make it 8:37 p.m. on the West Coast. This is Carlito, your host. You can also check out Artie on cam as well. Big Evil Artie, what's up, dude? Make sure you're talking to your mic there, sir.
What's up?
There you go, very good. Of course, Tuck is also checking in as well on the standby machine. Kokanee as well on the satellite connection. Gentlemen, thank you very much for being here. This is the second half, the second segment of Madhouse Radio. Getting ready to bring in a big weekend coming up here. I found out, guess what? My schedule got changed, so we got bad news. For all you fans of our Saturday show, you know, it's a shame we just started doing them for the first time. Really doing them, and they've been all been good. And then today I found out, guess what, Carlito? You are now going to be working Saturdays. So it looks like I'm going to be working Saturdays until 5. So unless a later time slot opens up on Saturday nights on Syndicate, I don't think I'm going to be doing a Saturday show anymore. I'm going to be working. But I will have Mondays off. Maybe I can do a Monday afternoon show or something. A 420 show like we used to do back in the day. Remember them? Those are always fun. Yeah, so I'm going to be working. Check this out. It's a sweet deal. This is supposed to start. It's supposed to go into effect on Sunday, right? The new schedule. I'm going to be working Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And I'll have Sunday and Monday off. Well, guess what the beautiful thing is? Tomorrow I work. Saturday I'm off. Sunday I'm off, and the new schedule kicks in. And guess what? Monday I'm off. 3-day weekend, man. Yeah, I'm very excited about that. So it looks like I'm pretty sure the schedule starts this weekend. So I'm gonna have a 3-day weekend, man. I'm gonna go out. I'm gonna go do a barbecue. That's what Americans do, right? When you got a 3-day weekend, what do we like to do, Artie? Barbecue, go to the beach.
I just stay home on Syndicate.
Yeah, you do. It's Artie's. Artie, do you play any games? Are you into what do the kids play these days? Spore.
Wow. Spore, what the fuck is Spore?
Spore, I downloaded Spore. You didn't hear Spore? That's an EA Maxis game. It's pretty cool, actually. I kind of like it. It's not bad at all. I played, I forgot what's, I'm in the, I just entered the civilization stage, I think, or something, and I got bored with it already. The game is Spore. Check it out, Spore.com. And also, I've been playing World of Warcraft again. Kind of scary, but I've been doing it. Kind of embarrassing, to be honest with you.
I never played Warcraft.
We should start a league. The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
The Syndicate League.
The Syndicate League. The League of Syndicate Gentlemen. Okay, folks. Do some more prank calls and call it a night. Let me take a look and see what else we can play from the weekend here that we missed. It does. I am going to miss the weekend shows. Right, it sucks. Right when I started getting into them and everything, all of a sudden they're going to be gone. Let's finish out this KFC prank. It is pretty good at the end.
Space.
Pink space.
Yes.
Yes, hello. I was calling about the chicken meals. I needed a large one to feed about 20 people. She told me about chicken spaces, and I'm trying to figure out what does she mean by chicken spaces. I wish I knew what she means, but I don't understand, and she's so frustrated at me, and I just need to get this chicken. My mom is going to kill me if I don't get these chicken.
You can get a 16-piece,
then. Well, how many spaces is in that? And why doesn't you understand the spaces?
All right, you get 4 pieces, 4 breasts, 4 thighs, 4 legs, and 4 wings.
Oh, God. But how many spaces is that? I'm from Canada, you understand, and we have chicken spaces.
I won't have chicken spaces.
Do you have any spaces there?
Not spaces.
Do you have a pink spaces?
No.
You don't have the pink
spaces? I'm misunderstanding what you're saying.
I think you are, because I'm asking if you have pink space.
I don't have any pink spaces.
No? bud. How does the chicken come then?
It's an original
or spicy. So you get the idea there. One of these is really good, and it was about pizza. Was it? Maybe it was Pizza Machine. I think it was Pizza Machine. Did we play this already? Did we play the Pizza Machine calls already, Tuck? Do you remember?
I don't think so.
Why is your... There we go. You don't think so?
No.
All right, let's try it again then.
First, how may I help you?
Is this Prince Pizza the Third?
Oh, yeah, these are good.
Excellent. I will like and make an order for 3 pizza machines as soon as possible.
For 3 pizza machines?
Yes, please.
Oh, hold on.
Okay.
Now there.
I got a crazy crack-ass white boy up here talking about machines.
Sounds like AM radio.
Radio. AM radio.
You got an AM radio hooked up to the phone.
Turn on the AM radio. Get some white man on the phone talking shit.
Clinton, destroy the whole universe.
It came from our space. She had the perfect thing there. Like, hang on. All right, I'm gonna give it about another 30 seconds here. In the meantime, keep in mind this is the Madhouse Radio.
Can I help you?
Yes, hi. I was talking about the machination that was going on.
Yes, hello. Hello.
You said 3 pizzas?
No, it's the 3 machines. The pizza machines, you know?
We don't sell pizza machines.
But it's the, I like to eat the pizza. I call it a pizza machine. Like a pizza pie, you know?
So you want to order 3 pizzas?
Yeah, yes.
Or you want to buy a machine?
I want pizzas. I need pizzas. Pizzas.
I ain't got
you ain't got time for this. That's right, bitch. Yeah, you do. Don't fucking lie.
Prince, how may I help you?
Who do you think you are hanging up on me, ma'am? That's not fair. What do you mean you don't have time to deal with this?
Because you're playing games. I don't have time to play games.
Madam, I'm trying to make a serious order here. I need foods.
Why did you say you want to buy 3 pizza machines?
Where we come from, we call them machines. We're from Australia. When you make it... In the oven, I didn't know what you call. What do you call it? A pizza pie? What is this? What
do
you
call it? A pizza.
Because in where I come from, we call it a pizza machine, and then you got confused. It's not. I'm sorry. Please don't get mad at me. Please, I'm a little scared. Please.
What's your address?
Oh God. It's 1983. Contact Drive.
We don't deliver there.
It says here this is the Philadelphia Pizza Machines.
We are at 5733 North Broad Street.
Okay, do you know the machine?
Do not go to your location.
Do you know you put the pizza in the machine and it comes out? That's what I'm needing. It says here that you have pizza machines.
No, we don't.
What about the spaces?
Spaces for what?
Do you have spaces there for people when they come in? Do they have the spaces to go to?
No.
So how do people...
This is a pizzeria.
But where do they...
sell pizza.
But where do they go when they get there? Where's the, how many spaces? Do you have spaces? How do you do it?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I want to open up a pizza place, and I'm getting ideas because I'm trying to come in. So how many spaces do you need to have?
I have no idea.
You don't have spaces there?
No, we don't have spaces.
How many machines? Like pizza machines an hour do you make?
A pizza oven?
A pizza machine. How many come out every hour?
We don't have a pizza machine. We have a you know what? Stop calling.
Oh,
that's
shit.
The stupid pizza machines. All right, let's do the next live call here. Yeah. This is going to be the we already called it. We're going to call, what was it again? Oh, we do have the Andrew Lod. We got the guy in Santa Monica, California, the rich guy they call everyone assholes. Let's call Chili's, everybody. Chili's. This Chili's is in L.A., Los Angeles, California. We're going to probably be ending the show here in about 30 minutes. Artie, you understand? If anybody wants to call in, please do. Again, the toll-free line is 1-888-278-8509. Again, the toll-free line here tonight is 1-888-278-8509. You can probably see it somewhere scrolling up there in my little cam thing. In the meantime, here is going to be the Chili's Grill and Bar in L.A. Is it ever going to get an answer at Chili's? Whoa.
That's their answering machine. You people suck.
Their answering machine has AIDS, everybody. AIDS, or also known as the AIDS. Yeah, let's do the next call here. What do we got? The Double Eagle Resort and Spa. Dial 3 for the restaurant. A woman named Allie answered at 10:15 p.m. That was only about an hour and a half ago. Maybe that's what our problem is. Let's call the next. Let's call the next one. Let's find this.
Holy calamity! Scream insanity! Or are you ever going to be another great fan of me? Break!
I think we finally got it.
Campagna, can I help you?
Hello, is this the Campagna? The what? Is this
Campagnola in Westwood, sir?
What's that? What's that about?
Well, you called the number, sir.
No, I know what it is.
It's a restaurant.
You made like an angry sound with your mouth. Are you okay? Do we have to talk about something between me and you?
Sir, I don't know. You called the number. This is a restaurant, and I don't know what you needed. You need a to-go order. You need
let me ask you something, Gonzalez. What do people normally call for the restaurant? I want the to-go order. I want to come in and pick it up, you know?
Sure. What can I get for you?
I would like, is this Gonzalez I'm speaking with?
There's no anybody called Gonzalez out here.
Is it, what's your name, Jose Rodriguez?
Sir, no. My name is Carlo. I'm the owner of the premises. And I don't have a Spanish name. My name is Poda. How can I help?
What's your name, Poda?
Yes, it's an Italian name.
How do you spell that?
P-O-D-D-A.
Okay, good. You know, I'm going to Spain also next year in May for my honeymoon. I'm very excited. Do you speak Spanish fluently?
A few words, sir.
Well, you're not from Italy?
Well, Italy. Italy is that they don't speak Spanish.
They speak Spanish. They speak Latin there, like Latinos, right? Yeah, it's...
Not at all, sir.
I learned el burro sabe más que tú. What's that mean?
I don't know, sir. I don't speak Spanish. I don't know.
But
Italian, like I say, we don't speak Spanish. It's like Frank. We all connected. We all Latin word, but everybody speaks his own language.
You know Frank?
Oh, French, I mean.
Oh, I know Frank, too. Yeah, does he come in there a lot? He's a good friend of mine. He told me. I think he might have told me about you. All right, senor, so if you could put me down, please. Do you have a quesadillas?
No, sir, this is an Italian restaurant.
The last time I learned that in Italy they speak Latin, so that makes you Latino.
Sir, I'm sorry, I need to hang up, okay?
No, please take my order. I'm sorry, I'll be good. Oh, all right, let me try to call him back. I promise I'll be good. All right, Artie?
Yeah.
I'm going to be good.
Oh, behave.
To place a call, press please enter your...
And come out to show them.
It's the big fat milkman has made it.
Company, let me help you?
Yes, hi, sir. I'd like to make an order for pickup machine.
For pickup?
Machine, yes.
Okay.
So what? Who is this, Gonzalez?
Gonzalez?
Yes.
No, this is Campagnola Restaurant.
Uh-huh. I need to speak with the man who takes the orders.
Okay, hold on, please.
Who is this?
This is Victor.
Is this Victor Rivera?
No.
Is Rodriguez there?
Rodriguez. Who do you want to talk to?
The Puerto Rican guy that takes the orders.
Well, let me put you the boss on the phone. Hold on, please.
Motherfucker. Yeah, hit star cam, you old... Artie's a dumb...
Hello?
I'm not talking to you, sir. Hello? Did I get put on hold or hung up on?
Probably hung up on.
God damn it, the mother. All right. Hi, milkman. How you doing, you old fart?
Hello there, Shaddy. How you doing, dear? Hello.
All right, good. I'm glad to see that you finally made it. How was traffic? Was that traffic you were stuck in, or what was going on before? What'd you have?
Yeah, dude, it was crazy, man.
Were you taking a shit in the toilet?
I had to go down and empty a big old, pinch off a big old loaf there.
Oh,
helper was all over me. They had me testing drugs. I mean, doing drug testing.
Fuck yeah, awesome, dude. They gave you a shit drug test. It's harder to beat a shit test than a piss test. They take it out and they mash it.
Exactly.
and then they have a dog sniff it. All right, we're going to call Geezer's Restaurant. This is the Geezer's Restaurant. Well, Milkman. Milkman, Milkman loves the early bird. Milkman loves the early bird special at the Geezer's Restaurant, I heard. We're going to call them, Milkman, and we're going to behave, right?
Yeah, well, let's see also if the stool sample guy will answer at the office.
Oh, wait a minute. We should find that number. Adolphus Cotton. G-Wiz apparently is playing with power tools, which means that he bought himself a fake vagina and has been using it all night. That's awesome, dude. Good luck with that.
Man, get that boy pack the bag. Get that man pack the bag.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Who is this?
How can I help you?
How long did you have to put me on hold, sir? I totally forgot that I was on the phone.
No, I'm very busy.
Is this Gonzalez again?
How can I help you?
Hey, Gonzalez.
There is no one Gonzalez in here.
Is this Raul? What is your name?
Oh, my name is Victor.
Victor Rivera. Hey, okay, I want you to put me down for a quesadilla.
What would you like to order?
We have Italian food, right?
Yes, we have Italian food.
They have sausage and peppers?
Sausage and peppers, yes.
Okay, I want one sausage and pepper with a pesto sauce.
Well, like pasta or...
Stupid. I want pesto sauce. Is there an American there that I can talk to? I just had to kill that. I forgot he was there waiting for us. I was just talking. I thought he hung up. Yeah. Fucking
asshole. To place a call, press 1. To listen.
I just went into my own little world and conversation. What were we talking about? Who knows? UK calls, says Nunu. Nunu, we don't have an international card.
They do love the UK.
If Lonesome has one, we can do that. In the meantime, let's call the Geezers.
Is Skype on here, dude?
No, no Skype on there. DTT says Milkman, is Carlito doing a party in Philly? I don't know. I think we might be canceling that, DTT. I'll let you know by the end of the year. Maven says, how's it hanging, Milkman? Milkman, how is it hanging?
Hey, Maven, honey, it's swanging good.
Thanks awesome.
Asking.
Yeah. All right, good deal. So let's continue on. Let's play another one of those calls from the weekend, since they're not going to make it on the podcast, unfortunately.
LOL, I guess he wasn't American.
Yeah, I guess not, yeah. All right, so did we do all the pizza machine calls? We just did one, right?
Out of me, I'm Carlito.
Did we do them all? No, I'm
MS3,
not.
MS3, my friend. I mean,
we're not going to do any more of those pranks.
GT, Cocaine, Maven, all our friends there. Czar, Lonesome, Milkman, Nunu. Wait a minute, who the hell's Milkman? Oh,
some asshole. Okay.
Thank you for joining us.
All right, seriously, guy. Next prank call is going to be the Geezer's Restaurant, as I said. And listen, we might have someone here joining in.
Don't make fun of your elder, shut up.
Hello.
Hey, guys, I'm just trying to say what up, and you guys have a tight show, and keep up the good work.
Tight. Tight. Who's this? Yeah. Are we allowed to know who this is?
Yeah, this is James. I'm the guy that's in Chico, California.
Chico? Oh, you're the dude in Chico, right?
Yeah, I'm at work. A lot of my buddies that used to listen to Loveline, but that shit's fucking whack.
Yeah, they ruined Loveline, yeah.
Yeah. But, you guys are hella funny. Hey, I listened last night. It was a pre-recorded show, and the funniest shit, dude, was when you guys had that bitch do fake an orgasm.
For a contest.
Oh,
yeah. That's trying to get a part on the show.
It was hella funny.
Yeah, that's pre-recorded. I forgot. We had it, and I kept saying, 8 seconds left, and, 20 seconds ago, by 4 seconds. And she kept going and going. Yeah, dude, that's cool.
You guys have a tight show, and I'm going to let people know.
Dude, let everybody know, madhouselive.com, brother.
That's right.
All right, man, thanks for calling in.
California, shout-out to Torrance, California, L.A., by 8.
All right, that's Torrance. That's Chico, California. Why do they keep, what's a name like Chico? Who's living here? Chico. I live in Chico. I don't want that to be admitted. We've got
the first 70s.
We've got the Golden Sales Resort Hotel. This is in Long Beach, California, in the LBC. on a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G. Do we have that song? I know we do, because we do it every time that I see LBC, and I rap that same thing, and I always say, do we have that song? And I type it in, and here it is. Just a moment, folks. The next prank call of the night. Some Golden Sails Resort Hotel.
This is Western Golden Sails Hotel.
Hey, what's going on? This is the Golden Sails Spaces. Oh.
Hello?
Yes, this is the Golden Sails Spaces.
This is the, yes, this is the Best Western Golden Sails Hotel.
That's the one I'm looking for, buddy. You guys have room for me tonight, my friend?
Yes, we do.
Oh, boy. I want strictly non-smoking organic cotton.
What's that, sir?
I want strictly, like, non-smoking rooms. There can't be any smoke, any previous smoke in the last 5 years in that room. It saturates in the carpets and everything, sir. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, is there any saturation in the carpets there at all when I get the room? What's the title rating?
What's
the rating on the fucking thing? On the room is the title rating. The title rating on the carpets. The carpets.
No, what was the other word you just said?
The title.
No, you didn't say that word. You said another word.
Rating. On the carpet.
Are you all right? Are you okay?
I'm asking you for help. I'm asking for customer service here. What's the matter? Why are you being so mean?
What's the matter with you? What's the matter with you?
I'm making a reservation. This is not the way we treat people at the Best Western, sir.
Then what are you cussing at me for?
I didn't cuss. I said the rating of the floors, and you're like all angry. And
what's wrong with you? Are you all right?
Screaming at me about numbers.
Are you okay?
No, I'm not okay. Let me speak to you.
You're kind of weird.
Let me speak to your manager, sir.
You're kind of threatening us.
Ma'am,
why are you being threatening?
Ma'am, can I speak with your manager, please? Can I speak to a man over there, please?
Are you all right?
I'm asking to speak to a manager. Sir, is there something wrong with your ears?
No, that's not the word you said. You said the F word.
I did not.
And now you want to speak to the manager?
Yeah, because you call me the N word.
What do you mean, yeah?
You call me the C word. I want to have a talk with your manager immediately, sir. You are, according to Proposition 112 in the California...
Put the manager on, you cunt.
The Proposition 112 in the county code, you are required to put on the manager immediately after requisition is made, dependent if it's a phone or in-person conversation, sir, or I will have you brought in on a charge with the civil counsel. You please put
on
your man.
Brought in on what kind of civil council?
The civil council.
What kind of civil council is going to bring me in?
The Tourism Association of California, sir. And I'm actually
Okay. Well, why don't we do this? Why don't you give me your name and number, and I'll have the general manager call you.
I'm going to speak to him now, son of a bitch.
No, why don't you give me your name and number, and I'll have them call you.
How dare
His
you?
His name is Jack Mehoff.
His name is Jack.
How about,
okay,
sir,
how do you spell his last
what is
name?
What is your name, please? Can I please have
how
your name?
How do you spell his last name?
No, I want your name first. You're asking the questions, you tell me first. What is your name?
But you're the one cussing. You're the one cussing.
Fuck you. Can I please have your social security number,
Excuse
sir?
Excuse me, what'd you say? You said it again, didn't you?
There's someone on this line
here. Is it being recorded?
Is it being recorded? Is it?
Yes.
Is that some kind of threat there, sir?
The whole conversation's been recorded.
Oh, you know what? If I'm recording the conversation, too, what are you going to do about it? You're a fucking vagina.
I'll call Long Beach PD. You want me to call Long Beach PD?
No, don't call the Long Beach PD.
Yeah, let me put you on hold. I'm going to call them, okay?
Okay, you do that. Okay, woman.
Whining like a little girl.
Who the fuck is this guy? What a jerk this guy. Okay, I'm just trying to make a reservation for spaces.
But you were saying no smoking, and I'm like... Stop talking on the phone.
I'm waiting for Long Beach PD here. He hung up.
Did he hang up?
I think so.
I think he was wearing a bacon dress, not a bacon.
Yes, well, sir, how can I help you?
Yes, I'm making a complaint here. A gentleman just called me from this number and used very foul language with me, racist terminology, and used the F word several times with me. I don't know.
What number did they call you from?
I tried to find out what number was from, and this gentleman is refusing to give me the information. I asked to speak to his manager immediately, and he's refusing to.
Okay. No, I'm gonna help you out here, partner.
Who are you calling partner?
Huh?
Who are you calling partner? Who is this?
You said that somebody called you and cussed you out.
Who? No, wait. What did you? What did you call me the P word for?
If somebody called you and cussed you out, I can find out who did it.
You call me the P word, sir.
Yeah, if you want, I can find out who did it.
Give me your identity immediately, sir. Right now. Who? What is your name and your social security number?
Yeah, Jack.
Jack Valente. Roush. Jack Joush.
Roush.
Roush. Jack
Roush.
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 Roush. Roush.
Hey, partner. Douche. Seriously, though. Seriously. Police station tracing your call, partner. So be careful.
What's the number? Tell me. Sir? Okay, I guess we're
to off. Place a call, press 1. Please enter your destination number, starting with the area code, followed by the pound sign.
On him.
Yeah, we'll do... Oh, dude, I can't play it like that, sir. I wish
please
I could.
Please enter your destination number, starting with the area
let's
code,
give him a call
followed
back.
By the pound sign. I'm getting jacked. I'm breaking
myself. I can't believe they taking more... Let's go to sales.
That's not fair, sir. That's not right. That is not right. I'm gonna make a bad review for you on hotels.com for the way that you talk to me on the phone. And we're
look,
so
sir,
mean
you
and
know
nasty.
What? We're at work, partner. So well,
hey,
like,
look, don't call me. You're not. You're
during,
getting too
if you
familiar
have a
with me.
Call during the morning time when the management is in.
Are you coming?
You can complain about us all you want,
woman.
Right?
Excuse me,
but right
ma'am?
Now we're working and we don't need you tying up our lives.
Can I speak to an American, please? Sir? That's it. He's a woman.
To place a call.
He's a chicken shit Mexican guy who doesn't want to face up.
It was his name. I can't believe it's happening.
Sure, Milkman. Whatever you say, kid. It's 12:11 a.m. That means we got about 15 minutes worth of show left, Milkman. What? 15:15. 12:30 a.m. We cut it off. Just we're going to pinch it off like Milkman did today. Right on, buddy. All right, let's call geezers. I forgot to call geezers before. I did promise some geezers here.
Hey, did Lonesome Loser have any luck pointing that number?
What's that, sir?
Lonesome Loser have any luck pointing that number?
Not yet. He's still working on it. Hollywood Vanya said he was going to be calling in tonight, and he never did. He said he had some plans for the night or something. A lemon slice in a Dutch oven.
Thank you for calling, Jesus. How are you doing tonight?
You're about as useful as a lemon slice in a Dutch oven. Put me a man on the phone, please.
Okay. Just 1 minute.
Oh, my God. Oh, poor thing. I feel so bad.
He's trained. Yeah.
She's like... Oh.
She knew exactly
hello.
What to do. It's a good woman.
Hello? Yes, is this a man?
Pardon me?
Is this a male, a man person?
Yes.
Who's breathing like that on the phone?
I don't know.
Are you making breathing?
To place a call,
thank you, Artie.
To listen to your recorded call, press 2.
Good work,
to
Ron.
Add minutes to your...
Useless. Turn the phone off at
or
least.
Customer service.
Oh, shit, dumbass. What'd you ruin the prank for? Forget somewhere. That poor girl. She's like, no. Yeah. Oh, poor thing. I'm going to call back and apologize to her. That feels so bad.
What was it yours? Useless as what?
I don't know. Someone said that to you. I think Chuck said that or G-Wiz said that line. I used it on her. She got sad. Poor thing. Poor, poor girl.
Thank you for calling, geezers.
I will want to apologize to the young lady that I spoke to earlier.
Sir, I don't know if you know this or not, but we do have your caller ID.
Here we go. We got the caller ID.
The police department.
Only a woman would say that on the phone. Put a man on the phone, please.
Oh, that's me. What can I do for you?
You don't
that's
have.
Recorded,
you don't.
By the way,
you don't sound. You, oh, do I sound good? Play it back. Since you're a woman, you probably think it's attractive.
Hey, go ahead. Say whatever you need to say.
I need to speak to the manager, please.
That's me.
Then if you're the manager, then how come there's no WO in manager?
Okay. So just continue to say whatever you want to say. Get it all out.
I don't want to say anything else. I think, okay. But I'm holding you responsible for the fact that there's still a hold on my debit card, sir.
And what does that mean?
Well, I went to make some spaces over there. And the next thing I know, the person put a hold on my credit card, on my debit card, and now I bounced my rent check, and it's because of you. And then I called earlier, and the person said, oh, yeah, you need to call back and talk to a man because apparently you don't understand, and this and that. Like, she's insinuating that I'm a disgusting person and that I was a piece of trash, she said. And she said, we don't like your business here. We don't need you people. She said, you people like that. So now I'm calling, and I'm defending myself. I'm allowed to defend myself, sir. It's not illegal. What have I done here that's so bad other than defending myself? What would you do in my situation?
Well, I don't really know what your situation is.
I was treated very bad, and you people put an excessive hold on my debit card. What is this? What is this? What's going on? Who do you have me on now?
The cell phone.
No, you don't. Take me. Hit the button back to make it sound normal again. I refuse to continue the conversation until you agree to arbitration, sir. Do it now.
Okay, let me go ahead and do that.
No, I'm waiting for you to hit the button to make this. You don't have my permission to do what you're doing now with the phone, sir. Hello, sir.
To place a call, press 1. To listen to your recorded call.
Now, you know, if like they get a subpoena, they can do something.
No, they can't. They can't do shit. No, fuck. They are? Are they?
Yeah.
What did I do that was so bad? Oh, what did I call? I called and made a complaint?
Yeah,
the cops go, oh, so what happened? Yeah, he called a complaint. Okay.
And you very far away.
That was the other place, because I used the F word. The guy was like, going to kick my ass.
Yeah, that was funny.
What'd you say? Huh? What'd you say? What did I say? Test? Oh, man. I really wanted to apologize to the chickie. What do you want? Microphone up?
Yeah, there we go.
It's been up. I
haven't
touched
it. Oh, has it? Okay.
Dumbass.
I can't hear myself.
You're not supposed to hear yourself.
Turn the trim up.
What the fuck is a trim?
Oh, I'm kidding.
I'll give you some more treble.
There we go.
Oh, you sound crappy now.
Do I? I can hear myself at least.
You sound a little better. Let me turn that down.
I feel better when I can hear myself.
You feel better. I bet you do. All right, everybody.
So it's just not the voices.
Exactly. All right, so,
I feel better, too.
Good, Tuck. Tuck feels good. Milkman, how you feel? Are you feeling good? How did Milkman get on mute? Milkman! We lost Milkman. What the fuck happened to him? Ay. It's always something around here. Okay, let's do like one or two more. Scream at me if you see Milkman come back in. Would you please? I gotta ask him a question on the air. We've had a good night. Artie has had his first cigar tonight. Big step up for him. Artie, you're 19 years old,
yeah,
is it?
Yeah, how did that go?
Artie, what's your review on the cigar, your first cigar ever?
9 out of 10.
9 out of 10. He's a fan. He's a Stogie fan, dude.
It's too bad I can't smoke him in the dorm. There's a
dude, just smoke him. Just smoke him.
The alarm will go off.
Yeah, you should smoke pot in the dorm.
Yeah.
I should just open up the window.
You smoke whatever you want.
Yeah, just open up the window, dude. That's all it is.
Hell yeah. That's what windows are for, ain't it?
For opening. Windows are for opening.
Please enjoy your call tone while we connect you.
You had a Dutch master.
Therefore... ventilating your pot smoke.
Artie, let me
That's
tell you something.
That's what Windows 4.
Hey, Tuck, check this out. Artie, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to take you to a place over the weekend. What the fuck is that? Oh, Milkman's here.
Whoa.
Hey, Milkman, I was calling you because you disappeared. What's the matter with you?
I
think he's retarded.
He didn't hear me, man. I think I disconnected from the server or something.
Okay, well, you're back. Good deal. Artie, I'm going to see. If you want to smoke a real cigar, I'm going to take you. This is a place, dude, in town where we'll go. They've got free pool tables, free darts. They got, you know, beers. They got cigars, big chairs, plasma screen TV. There's some chicks there, but basically you can go there and hang out and smoke cigars if you want. It's really awesome. Hey, look, Jonathan's calling in. Milkman, hurry up, Jonathan.
is calling in.
Come on, or take him to Ybor City where they roll the cigar for you by hand.
Oh yeah, the Cubans there. They don't like the that tobacco they use in Ybor City at all. It sucks. Jonathan, you're on the air. What's up, stranger man?
Carlito.
Hey, dude. What's good?
Not much. It's enjoying the rainy weather out here.
Oh, raining up there. That means we're probably going to get it eventually. Crazy.
Obviously so.
Yeah. How, is the traffic? Is it hell on you on work since it's raining? A lot of the rain and the driving and all that?
Yeah. I just have to be real careful.
All right. We'll do that, man. Don't take life for granted. It's always... My phone smells.
Yeah, when you weren't looking, I stuffed it down my pants.
Well, that smells good then. Anyway, so Jonathan, how's the back thing? You said you recently had another back knee.
Yeah, everything's doing much better.
Okay, good. Good, Jonathan. I'm sorry you're laughing. Artie is over here making me laugh. Jonathan... Say hi to your fans and listeners. We're not going to cut you off, but I do want to make a point as to the way that you do that when you do your thank your fans and listeners. Could you do that, please?
I want to say hello to all my fans and listeners, and I hope y'all have a safe and happy Halloween. All
right, so that's what I was – you always, like, you add, like, something about, like, the next holiday coming up. You seem to be very good at that. Do you know what else is going on Halloween, dude?
What?
It's someone's birthday. Milkman's birthday is this Halloween. Next week, we're going to be celebrating his birthday on the show.
Awesome.
So you got to make sure you send him those cookies he's been waiting on.
Oh, I will.
All right. Yeah, so he's a Halloween baby, I believe. So we're going to be ringing his birthday live on the air and see if I'm going to send him some cookies or something, or something tainted with botulism for him to eat live on the air, and then he'll end up having diarrhea. It would be really funny.
Yeah.
All right, Jonathan, we're going to let you go. Thank you. We're about to end the show.
All right.
All right, dude, we're going to do one more prank. Thanks for calling, sir.
All right,
then.
Bye-bye.
Milkman, the reason I cut off on him so quick, guess what? I just got confirmation. We think we might have found Mr. Charlie Patton once again, dude. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
All right, let's try to give that number a call. Let's see if that works. That'd be awesome if that's the case. We'll find out in just a moment.
Charlie Bob.
Hello?
Yes, may I speak with Mr. Patton, please?
Who's speaking?
Is this Charlie Patton?
Yes.
Oh, good sir. I'm so happy to hear from you, my brother. How are you feeling these days? Have you improved at all with the medical situation?
Beg your pardon?
Have you improved at all with your medical situation? Didn't you have cancer of the liver?
No.
This is not did you not have the problem that we cured you of in the church? It was spreading to your lymph nodes. You remember that? Mr. Patton?
That I had cancer?
You had the cancer, yeah. And I think it was syphilis or something like that. And we put our hands on you and we blessed the water. You remember?
No, you're speaking to the wrong person.
Do you know the other Charlie Patton that's evil, that has a goatee and has problems with cancer?
No, I don't.
You're probably related to him. Are you hiding him, sir? Where is he?
No, I don't know.
What did you do to him? Did you do something to him for the estate?
No, I don't know. I'm hanging up.
You're an imposter, sir. Okay, that's not Charlie Patton. He sounded a lot like him, though.
Numero, this is Emily.
How may I help you? This is Numero Pizza, Pasta, and More, and One Bite, and We Got You?
Yes, it is.
Hey, would I make an order with you for a pizza?
Okay. Are you going to come pick it up?
Is that okay? I mean, may I come in?
Yes, yeah, you can come pick it up.
Okay. Do you have a deli there?
No.
Do you have cold cuts?
We have a deli sandwich.
Yeah, could you put some of that stuff on top of the pizza?
What kind of stuff?
Like deli.
Like salami?
Yeah, like salamis, and what kind of quesos do you have?
We put mozzarella.
What was that? What was that?
Mozzarella?
No, what was that noise on the phone?
don't know what you're talking about.
What number did you hit? Did you hit one of the numbers on accident? It's okay. You can tell me.
No. No, I really didn't.
It's embarrassing. This one time I dropped the phone in the toilet when I was talking to someone about getting an interview. And I got it out, and I didn't know that it was still working. And I was like, you know, F this and S and the D word. And they heard I didn't get the job.
That's, that kind of sucks.
Yeah, dude. And my phone smells. It's got a smell in it. It's probably from the toilet.
Probably from the house.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a new phone.
Hey, do you normally, do you sit on the seat if it's a public bathroom, or do you hover over it?
I'm really kind of busy right now.
No, but I need to know. I'm studying for a part in a movie. So
I'm not.
Yes, I am. You don't know.
Messing with me.
I'm Ricardo Montalban.
I don't believe you. I don't even know who that is.
Oh my, that's a slight, you could at least say, oh yeah, I like you. This is, you never heard of Ricardo Montalban? That's me.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, I was in a few commercials, and I was in the latest Star Wars movie.
The latest Star Wars movie?
Uh-huh. And I'm on TV, I'm on a show called Dirty Sexy Money on NBC.
Oh, congratulations.
So do you hover when you go to make a number one in the public bathroom? Or do you sit on the toilet seat? Do you put toilet paper down, or...
I usually use a seat cover, but,
Oh, you just sit on it?
No, I use a seat cover.
You use a seat cover? But what if there's none? What if you just have either a toilet seat...
You really, really ask me some weird questions. If you want to order pizza, because I have a lot of work to do.
Okay, but the answer, if you had to go and you couldn't use the toilet, no toilet paper, no seat cover, would you sit down on it or would you just hover?
No, I wouldn't sit down on it.
You wouldn't? Because I would like to see, like, your white virginal flesh sitting on the white ceramic porcelain cold toilet seat.
Okay, do you want to order? Because I really don't want to be rude to you, but I do have work to do.
Do you get goosebumps when you have to pee and you sit in the toilet and force yourself to hold it?
Excuse me, for real. Seriously, I'm going to hang up on you.
I'm turned on by goosebumps.
That's great. Why don't you go find somebody who's got goosebumps right now?
I'll give it to you if I let me talk to you a little bit more.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll tell you about
okay, have a good night.
Okay, come on, let me give you some goosebumps.
Have a good night.
Bye. She was a nice girl. She's a sweetheart, that girl, wasn't she? All right, cool. That was kind of weird.
I was going to jump in and like say, yo, baby.
Yo, come on, hook my guy up here.
I mean, he's a little slow, but...
The white virginal flesh touching the ceramic, yeah. The porcelain. What the hell are you doing? Careful over there, Artie. Artie, we're ending the show. I think it's time. Milkman, I'm sorry you came so late.
It's time.
The show is over. I want to thank everyone who tuned in tonight.
We should do a shout-out.
Shout out to everybody. I'll do a shout out real quick. I want to say real quick, Sidekick Chuck and the Ching Chong Chang. Sidekick Chuck's on the cam. Chuck, do the Ching Chong dance. Do it. Go Ching Chong, Ching Chong. Do it. There you go. Yeah. Awesome. I love that dance. All right. We'll be on next.
Yeah, Sidekick Chuck with the Hiroshima show up next.
Hiroshima. You ever been to one of those hibachi grill, like, you know, Kobe's or something
no,
like that?
No, I never have yet.
I went to one once, and the guy, he got fired. I think he was drunk. He was, you know, they do fire really big, like they make
yeah,
it explode.
Yeah, I've heard that.
And he said, Pearl Harbor, and he made it go up. And I started laughing. It was
so fucked up.
There was this old guy there. I thought it was so funny. And the old guy was like, whoa. You know, he did it again. He said, okay, Hiroshima, like that. And I was like,
Nagasaki.
Yeah, the guy, I used to go in there for lunch and stuff, and he's like, I'm not even Japanese. He said he was Samoan. He didn't like him. He didn't like he had prison tattoos on him and stuff, and he was like, he hated the place. And that was the last time I ever saw him. I used to laugh so much at that dude.
That's hilarious.
He used to hook me up with like extra, like, he gave me like extra shrimp and stuff, and he gave me, like, the extra food from the other people who never give it to them. He always gave it to me because I always tipped him, like, $8.
Yeah.
He was a good dude, man. That guy was funny when he did that.
Whatever happened?
I don't know. He got fired. I think it was for doing the whole Nagasaki joke. He did, you know, because usually they go, you know, fire. And everyone goes, yeah, and they clap. And he goes, Pearl Harbor. I was like, ah, that's funny.
Okay, we got to have a little humor here sometimes. Anyway, Milkman, do your parting shouts here real quick so we can get out of here, sir, please.
All right, man. Well, I'll tell you, it was a real pleasure. And I'm glad to see and hear that everybody showed up. Hope you enjoyed the show as much as we have. Because we've had a lot of fun tonight. I'd like to thank special guests tonight. Mr. Lump, the loser. That's right. The numbers hit, man. Everybody, hold your hands high for the man with the deadly fingers. Mr. Lump, the loser. That's right. Thank your little friend, Ken Webb. Webb. Ken W.W. Webb. Miss you, man. Also like to thank my friend, Sir Nunu. That's right. Our representative over there in the UK. And Mr. Tuck. That's right. Better known as Tug. Right here.
The big Tug.
Yeah, baby. There's our big Tug. Tug him on. Hey. Right. All our friends joining in there. GTT. Hey, good to see you, man. MST Freak, hey, Maven. Star. Hey, man. Thanks a lot, guys. Good to see you guys back in there. Cocaine man. Our newsman. He represents the Madhouse well. All you guys out there, check out the Madhouse Militia. Call up the Generalissimo, send him a message there, and see what kind of services that you might provide to the Madhouse. Because we love you. You know what? We just do it all for you. The most interactive show that you can possibly tune into and join into. We got the dime. We just ask that you give us a little time and share a laugh with a partner or an enemy. Either one, they're welcome here. Because we love you. But what would we do without our fearless leader of the Madhouse, the Generalissimo, the leader of the Madhouse Militia, Hermanito Carlito, my big brother. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Artie, for joining us.
See you, Milkman.
Over to you, big man.
All right. Thank you, Milkman. That is everything that I can say. You know what I mean? He said it all. Of course, my own thanks to Lonesome Loser Kokanee for sending in new stuff. Nunu as well out there looking out for us, sending in some ideas. Always good. We didn't get to call the UK tonight, Milkman. Next week. Or maybe, you know what? You know what? Milkman, I got to see Obama was here in Orlando this week, and I'm going to get to see also here.
Obama.
Yeah, he did a rally, 40,000 people downtown Orlando. Get this. Also, Saturday, within walking distance of my house, Joe Biden's going to be making a speech. I'm invited. I got my invite already, man. I got an RSVP tonight before I go to sleep. So yeah, I will be seeing
the old man on the cane come into town.
He was in the Daytona Beach today, actually. Matter of fact, him and Charlie Crist.
Wow,
the gay governor.
Give him to Jericho.
Exactly.
I want to be pushing.
Right. Okay.
Where's my bridge?
All right. Good deal. All right, we're out of here, folks. Thank you very much for listening. We'll catch you all next week. MadhouseLive.com is the site. Thank you, Artie. Hold up. Almost forgot. Thanks to Tuck for showing up also, man. Everyone visit TuckerMike.com. TuckerMike.com.
Good.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.